This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, I did tell you we're going to have an interview with Usisi Mpume, who's going to be speaking to us about women empowerment as we are still commemorating, or we are still within a woman's month right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. You know, kuthi sinendaba nabantu besimame. Last week, we had Dr. Ndlovu speaking about the chronic illnesses that are most common in abantu besimame. Today, we're speaking about a woman empowerment. I'm just going to quickly welcome Usisi Mpume to the show, who is the founder of Kanya M Creative Solutions and also has 15 years of experience in marketing and communication. Usisi Mpume, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you, Mvelo, and thank you to the listeners of MUT Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much. So you have your own business, Kanya M Creative Solution. Can you tell us more about that and how it came about?
Okay, thank you for mentioning Kanya M Creative Solutions. I'd like to tell the story how I started my journey. I started with a deep love for branding. And as you mentioned already, I have over 15 years of experience in the marketing communications. So over those years, I could see how the brands were performing, and I thought I could contribute in building the brands that inspire and have impact in communities. So I've worked in various marketing and communication roles. And with that experience, I took all of that, and then I started my own company, a marketing communications agency, which is Kanya M Creative Solutions. So it was, I can say, it was basically born from that vision to impact people, ensuring that the brands that I work with, they impact and they inspire people.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you very much, Usisi Mpume. Now, just to quickly move on, now we are still celebrating Women's Month, and now you are a businesswoman yourself. And also, can you maybe share from your perspective some of the key ingredients that women need to succeed and strive in business? Maybe the ones that you also used in establishing Kanya M Creative Solutions.
All right. Firstly, let me say happy Women's Month. We had such a brilliant Women's Day. The event that I participated in was the Ladies' Luncheon on Women's Day, where we were tackling those issues around women empowerment. So I really like this month because it focuses on this kinds of conversations. Just to answer your question about the key ingredients for women to succeed and thrive in business, what I've seen working, because I am someone who believes in building networks. I think you are not an island, and so you also need to be building a network that can become a support structure. So I am involved in organizations. I have partnerships, as you've already mentioned, Dr. S. Ndlovu Medical Center. We have partnership with the medical center where we host the monthly webinars, the health empowerment series. So in that way, we empower people with the knowledge about health issues. And also, I'm in partnership with Dr. D Foundation, where this month we're focusing on the women wellness webinars, whereby we are empowering women about wellness under the theme that wellness of the woman. So we're looking at empowering women this month. So we're having these webinars every week. And also, I do host masterclasses in partnership with health research support that actually empower people with knowledge about academic research and everything that has to do with the research, more specifically the public health research. So the partnerships, that's how you can thrive in business, building up your network, and also the professional memberships as well. Let me also mention that I'm the member of Women in Business SA, and also I play a role the way I lead the branding and communications portfolio. I'm in the management committee in Women in Business SA, and also I'm responsible for the monthly newsletter for Women in Business. And also I'm a member of South African Council for Business Women. And while I'm there, let me mention that I will be speaking next week on the 28th of August at the SACBW Gauteng Business Summit. So building your network, it plays a very important role when you are a woman and you want to succeed and thrive in your business. So this type of platform, they create opportunities for you to build your network and also engage in conversations that empower women.
Oh, that is amazing. It seems to be doing a lot of work when it comes to women empowerment. Now, I want us to get to maybe your marketing experience. I want us to talk about how important is personal and how personal and business branding for female entrepreneurs or women entrepreneurs.
Okay. You see, your brand is your reputation. I know most people would think, when you think about brand, when you say branding, the first thing that comes in their mind is the brand identity, which is mostly the logo, the visual image that represents your company. But your brand, it's more than that. That is part of your brand, but it is not the only thing that defines the brand. So your brand is your reputation. It's what people say about you when you are not there in the room. When people are talking about you in the room and you are not there, that is your brand. So I believe that's a strong personal and business brand. It's the one that builds trust. And obviously it opens doors for you. You get opportunities. Once people develop trust, they align your brand is trustworthy, then it opens doors, it creates opportunities, and it positions you as a credible leader.
Now, what I love about you the most is that you have gone through all of these things because you have like your own business. That is why I want us now to get into maybe some of the challenges that you did face. So if there is someone out there, a woman out there who is maybe wants to start their own business, what are the challenges maybe that you have heard when creating maybe your own business that maybe some woman can take it from you, Oguti? How do we tackle all these challenges?
Okay, what I've noticed is the biggest challenges for women, who, especially those ones who are still starting their business, who are still in the starting phase, it is mostly the funding, because you need resources in order to run the business. And also you need people who can work within the company so that you can be able to scale up your business. So balancing the multiple roles is one of the challenges, whereby you have to do multiple roles as a founder of that business. Funding it is a biggest challenge which women are facing. So my advice, I usually say this to my mentees who are entrepreneurs, is that it's important for you to ensure that you have a proper support structure. When I say support structure in the entrepreneurship, you need to have a mentor, a coach, you need to have a network that trust you in business, so that you can have these partnerships that that can boost you in your business. Mm. And you need to continuously invest in your own skills and knowledge as well. We never stop learning. We're always learning, relearning and unlearning. There are certain things that we need to unlearn in order to be successful in running our own businesses as women. So also what I've noticed with women, we are afraid to talk about our achievements. Mm. But then our achievements, those are part of our strengths. So don't be afraid to talk about your own achievements. Self-advocacy is not arrogance. So we have to talk about these achievements so that people can learn more about these achievements. They can be drawn into our businesses. So that also helps you with your positioning. When you're positioning your business as a brand, or you're positioning yourself as a personal brand.
Wow, that is amazing. You just actually answered my my follow-up question. But before I let you go, since it's Women's Month, maybe what message do you want to share with women about leadership and empowerment in the business world?
All right. Okay. The message I'd like to share with women this Women's Month is that leadership is not just about a title. You could be a CEO. You could be a managing director. You could be a COO. It's not about that. The important part of being a leader is that you should have influence. You should impact other people, and you must be intentional in everything that you do. Your team members are a very valuable asset in your own business. As women, we have a responsibility to lead in a way that lifts others as we climb. So you need to also go back and help those who are still behind, so that when you rise, you can also rise with them. So that is also part of women empowerment. It's not only about elevating only ourselves as individuals to become these powerful, recognized brands, but we also need to consider elevating others, empower others, so that we can all become successful. I think the business world needs women who are going to collaborate and not compete and not compare each other. Collaborate and empower one another so that we can have a better place. We can create a better society as women.
Mm. Oh, that is amazing. Thank you very much, Sis Mpume, and also thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio as we tackle women empowerment. But before we let you go, how can people get a hold of you?
Okay. I'm available on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 073-6989-689. Let me repeat it. Mm. It's 073-6989-689. And then also I'm available on social media. I'm on LinkedIn as Mpume Cele, the brand growth strategist. And also I'm on Instagram as Mpume Cele, and on Facebook as well, I'm Mpume Cele. And also Kanya M Creative Solutions is also on LinkedIn. You can search Kanya M Creative Solutions. Kanya M is one word. Kanya M is one word. And then Creative Solutions on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah, so you'll find us there.
Oh, thank you very much, Sis Mpume, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mvelo. And thank you to listeners as well.
Yes, thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.